Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Wednesday, November 30th, 2022. Good morning. I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with an update on the Roman Reigns-Kevin Owens situation from Survivor Series. It's been confirmed by Figure Four Online that the spot during last Saturday's War Games that Reigns took issue to was a hard slap to the face from Owens, which the Universal Champion claimed was unplanned. Reigns was said to be upset and angry after the match and had noticeable bruising under his left eye. Original reports indicated the possibility of a ruptured eardrum, but that has not been confirmed. There is no long-standing heat between Reigns and Owens following the incident, with sources reporting that the champ's initial anger blew over in about 20 minutes. NXT aired live last night on the USA Network. In the main event, Toxic Attraction defeated Nikita Lyons and NXT Women's Tag Team Champions Katana Chance and Caden Carter in a six-woman tag team match when Gigi Dolin of Toxic Attraction pinned Lyons. Lyons was selling knee injuries suffered earlier in the show when her former tag team partner Zoe Stark attacked her on the entrance ramp during the match's originally scheduled time, causing it to be postponed until the end of the show.
But how about the... That is Zoe Stark. What the hell is she doing? I'm not sure.
The show featured the in-ring return of Donovan Dijak, who defeated Dante Chen in a quick match.
Oh, my God.
I almost took you out of your seat.
You did.
And now Dijak.
Hey, off his hair. Off his hair, Dijak. Come on, off his hair.
And he has certainly locked down Chen in this matchup. Just squeezing away. And Brooke, wins enough and up. Wins enough and up.
The ref is going to have to wear with that ref. Had to wear with that.
Dijak for extra measure. Just feast your eyes.
That's a mess. That's a mess.
Dijak was last seen in the ring on the main roster as T-Bar of Retribution. Also on the show, NXT's Senior Vice President of Talent Development Creative Shawn Michaels assembled an expert panel consisting of the Road Dogg, X-Pac, Alundra Blaze, and Molly Holly to help select participants for the men and women's Iron Survivor Challenge matches set to take place December 10th at the NXT Deadline Premium Live event. Final choices of participants have yet to be announced. In other results from NXT, Grayson Waller beat Duke Hudson, Von Wagner pinned Malik Blade, Julius Creed defeated J.D. McDonough by disqualification, Roxanne Perez defeated Indy Hartwell, Axiom beat Javier Bernal, and Kiana James topped Fallon Henley. More information on Brian Kendrick's involvement with WWE. It was reported on Wrestling Observer Radio yesterday that SmackDown Women's Champion Ronda Rousey specifically requested Brian Kendrick as her trainer for her Survivor Series title defense against Shotzi last weekend, and WWE honored her request. Kendrick and Jason Jordan were both listed as producers for the match. Kendrick was Rousey's original pro wrestling trainer when she first broke into WWE in 2018. He requested his release from WWE in early 2021 and had set to debut for AEW this past February until comments Kendrick had made in support of inflammatory conspiracy theories surfaced online, leading to Tony Khan to cancel those plans indefinitely. Kendrick has not been officially rehired by WWE, but last weekend's Survivor Series work is reportedly being treated as a tryout. In ratings news, WWE SmackDown Live last Friday night drew an average of 2.166 million viewers to Fox, according to ShowBuzz Daily. That's a drop of nearly 3% from the previous week's 2.232 million. The rating in the key 18 to 49-year-old demographic was 0.54, down from 0.56 the previous week, and representing 703,000 viewers, according to WrestleNomics. The show dropped from the top spot on network TV for the day in the target demo, falling to fifth place with the Florida State football game on ABC coming in first. The taped afternoon edition of AEW Rampage, which aired last Friday, drew 411,000 viewers to TNT, according to ShowBuzz Daily. That's down from the 445,000 for the previous week's taped episode. The rating in the key 18 to 49 demographic was down 21.42% from the previous week, falling from 0.14 to 0.11, according to WrestleNomics. That equates to 148,000 viewers in the demo. The show tumbled in the key demo for the evening on cable TV, falling from 17th place to the number 43 position. In Impact Wrestling news, Impact and combat sports streaming platform DAZN have entered into a multi-year agreement, according to an announcement from Anthem Sports and Entertainment, Impact's parent company. The international distribution partnership kicked off yesterday and now brings Impact programming to more than 170 countries, including the UK, Ireland, France, Spain, Italy, Japan, Brazil, and the Netherlands. The deal includes Impact's weekly TV programming plus pay-per-views and access to select classic content from Impact's video archives. Said Impact Executive Vice President Scott D'Amore, quote, DAZN is a global leader in premier sports programming, and we are proud to partner with them as we expand Impact Wrestling's international reach even further, end quote. Last night at Arena Mexico, the main event of CMLL's Tuesday night show saw Esfinge, Fugaz, and Star Black defeat CMLL World Trios champions Jamelo Diablo 1, Jamelo Diablo 2, and Sagrado in a non-title match 2-1. New Japan Pro Wrestling's World Tag League Tour continued this morning at the Twin Messe Shizuoka. Today's show featured all heavyweight tag team matches, and the winning teams included Bad Luck Fale and Chase Owens, Minoru Suzuki and Lance Archer, Mark Davis and Kyle Fletcher, Hiroshi Tanahashi and Toru Yano, and Shane Haste and Mikey Nichols. New Japan returns to action on Friday in Osaka with a show featuring both heavyweight and junior heavyweight league matches. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The wrestling news is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the wrestling newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.